Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed.
The Three Faithful Hebrew Boys. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and he had decided that he wanted to be worshipped. So he created this golden image, a very tall image that represented him. He gave instructions to those in leadership positions in his realm that when they heard the music, they would bow down to this golden image. Now, this golden image was set up in the plain of Dura, and they had been told on a certain day, at a certain time, and when the music began to play, they were to worship, they were to bow down. Everyone bowed down when the music began to play, except these three men. And those in leadership positions that stood around King Nebuchadnezzar that day told him, "King, there are three men that are refusing to bow down and worship the golden image, this image that represents you." Nebuchadnezzar told the men around him to go and get these three men and bring them before him. And they did. As the three men stood before the king said, "Don't you worship my gods? Why won't you bow down to the image?" Now, it wasn't as if Nebuchadnezzar did not know these three men. He had elevated them to very powerful positions. He knew them. He had spent time with them. He had talked to them. So he wasn't confused about the gods that they served. He was demanding that instead of worshiping their god, that they worship him. And it wasn't really about excluding their god, but to include or elevate his god over their god in worship. So he gave them another opportunity and he said, "I know who you guys are. I spent time with you all. I know who you are. I know your character. And that's why I'm going to give you another opportunity." And he said, "But this time, if you do not bow down and worship the golden image that I have created, you will be thrown in the fiery furnace." And so the three men's response was, "Nebuchadnezzar, we're not confused about what you're asking us to do. We have known what you were going to do. We watched you have your people build this golden image. We have known all along what your plans have been. So this is not something new to us, nor are we confused. But what we want you to know, we will not be bowing down to your statue. We will not be worshiping you. We will not be placing your God above our God. So Nebuchadnezzar, our God is able to deliver us from your plans, your fiery furnace, which you intend to do. But if case he does not, we will still not bow down to you or the golden image you have created." Now this made Nebuchadnezzar very, very angry, to the point where the scripture says that his whole facial expression changed towards these three men. And he ordered his men to make the fire seven times harder than it already was, and then to cast these three men into the fiery furnace. And they did. However, as these three men are in the fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar, as he's looking on, expecting them to be immediately consumed and burned up, he sees something different, something he did not expect. He sees the men, these three men, who worship the God of heaven standing there, but yet he sees another man, so there are now four in the fire. Where did this fourth person come from? Who was this fourth person? And Nebuchadnezzar made this following statement in verse 25 in chapter 3 of Daniel. "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." And in verse 26, he continues, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." Then they came out of the fire, And then Nebuchadnezzar, his princesses and his governors and his captains and the king's counselors began to gather together, and they saw these men. And he noticed that the fire had no power over them, nor was there any of their hair singed or their coats changed in any manner. They didn't even smell like fire had been on them. And in verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar said, "The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he has sent his angels to deliver his servants that have trusted in him." And in verse 30, the word of God says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." I have three questions for you. How did Nebuchadnezzar know that the fourth person in the fire was the Son of God? Number two, the people that you spend time with, whether it's at home or work or at school, are they convinced by the things that you say, by the places that you go, by the things that you do, that your God is above all gods and he is all powerful? And number three, what has been your reaction when the Lord has met you in the fire instead of saving you from the fire? I'm going to leave you with Psalms 40, verse 1. It says, "I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and has heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that makes the Lord his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn also to lies." Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them. For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archive shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.